You, but I'm going to speak at the end of Shir, probably have a little time. Okay. We struggled, and Baruch Hashem, I think we came out with a clear shot on some level of the Ritva. The Ritva, how he works his way through the sugya of Kofar and the Edom Zomim not paying Kofar. I just want to relate to a few nekudos. The Ritva himself, after bringing the various Perushim in. Initially in the Gemara, that the Gemara says that Edom Zomim don't get the Chiyuv Kofar for Kasha Zaman because Hanigab B'nei Kapor Ninu. Ritva asks, still in all, the Chiyuv Kasha Zaman is either Mamon or Knas. Who cares if it's not Kapara? It should be a Chiyuv of the Mamon, of the Kofar, because they wanted this person the Chiyuv Mamon of Kofar. So Kofar Kapara, so what? Says the Ritva, and we'll speak it outside, we read it yesterday inside, the basic idea, if Kufra Kapara, says the Ritva, what it means is, and this is through the lens of how Baruch Ber and other Achronim explain the Ritva, the Chiyuv Kofar is a Chiyuv of the person. It's not a Chiyuv imposed by Beis Din. The Ritva quotes the question of whether Mimashkinin or Ein Mimashkinin. Ein Mimashkinin, he seems to work more with that Shita that we hold. It more doesn't say how we hold the Maskana, but the Ritva says, therefore, we have to assume Ein Mimashkinin, which therefore shows that he doesn't have to actually bring it at all, doesn't have to pay it at all. If he knows it's not true, he won't do it. But then the Ritva adds, even if you say Mimashkinin, it only means that Beis Din will force him to say Rotsani. What all this points to is the fact that the Chiyuv Kofar is not a Chiyuv imposed by Beis Din, and therefore it's not subject to the laws of Kasha Zaman. And that goes very beautifully with the Yisod that we've been developing, that Kasha Zamam is an onesh like a mazik, like it's counted in the Chavdal Ravas Nezikin in the Brice of Rav Chia and Bava Kama Davdalid. And the mazik has to do with the fact that through the Eidus based and imposed the Chiyuv Paskin on him, that he's Chayiv, that onesh, the onesh could be a Chiyuv Misa, the onesh could be Malkus, and the onesh could be Mammon as well, even if you might say that he owes the money regardless, but in this Psag Din, he's Chayiv Mammon, that has a different intensity to it. Beis Din is rendering a verdict that you are chayiv that mamon. To the extent that kofar is kapara, says the Ritva, what that means is that it's not a chiyuv of Beis Din. It's your halacha. It's your halacha. You owe this. Nobody can tovea it. It's called mamon she'en lo tovin, as Baruch Ber says. It's an address. The address is the yorshim of the person who was killed. But it's your halacha. And that's why it's not called, the whole mechanism of Kasha Zaman breaks down. You can't have Kasha Zaman if it's not a halacha of being mazik the person through a psak din of Beis Din. We equated that with what the Ramban says, in Daf Beis Amid Aleph, with regard to Karban. The Ramban points out that, why doesn't Misha talk about a chiyuv of Malkus, that they won't get Kasha Zaman, in a case where they want to mechayiv him a karban? The Ramban explains, because there's no halacha Beis Din mechayiv him a karban. It's his halacha. It's his halacha. Beis Din is through the Eidim is modia the person to bring the karban. What Ramban says l'gabi karban, he calls it mamon she'en lo tovin. That's what the Ritva is saying l'gabi kofar. That's the yisod of the Ritva's pshat in the Gemara. Kufra kapara. You can't. The ein ba'kapara din hazam. What's not so clear is how the Ritva therefore read the next couple words in the Gemara. The Gemara concludes by saying v'hani la b'nei kapara ninu. The Ritva, in explaining that, says a few words. He says, and if because you want him to have a kapara, so not b'nei kapara. What does he mean exactly? Like, why would you want him to have a kapara? What does he mean? The simple reading is, nope, they did Eidu Sheker, so they should have a kapara, they should need a kapara, but that's not going to work with the kofar. So it's not really the main thrust of what the Gemara is getting at, as far as that they're not going to catch a zamam, it's all lying in the first couple words, kufra kapara. This Gemara says something else to cover its bases, but it's not so clear. There was a pshat that I mentioned in passing, but Shmuel Rezavsky wanted to somehow say that what the Ritva meant is that you can't give them the chi of mamon, of Kasha Zamam, because it's not a Chiyuv Mamon of Beis Din. So they weren't imposing Chiyuv Mamon of Beis Din on him. But what did Beis Din ultimately say? That he's Chayiv a Kapara. So maybe we should put on the Edim that Kapara. So then you have to ultimately say the other reasons that the Ritva said before, that no, but they're not b'nei kapara because they were mezidim, because they did no ma'isa, because they sure did not kill a person. In which case, the Ritva is really continuing with what he said before on a different track. In other words, that the Gemara is trying to anticipate, maybe you should impose the din kapara on them. That's how apparently he understood it. But the words of the Ritva himself, he admits, Rosh Morozovsky admits, it's not, doesn't fit so well in the words of the Ritva. The lashon of the Ritva was that the imishum, what does he say? The imishum that the imishum delehevi luhu kapara. Doesn't sound like he means imishum that you have to do the kasha zomim on the kapara. And he says so. It says gochomer hanosei, it's such a difficult topic. This is what I would say in the Ritva. So that's something that we didn't have a good pshat in. Now, let's turn for a second to the Ramban. It's interesting. It seems to me that the Ramban in Chumash and the Ramban in the Chidushim and Makkos are not on the same page. They're not in agreement. What do I mean? The Ramban in Chumash goes beautifully with everything we just said now from the Ritva. In other words, kofar is not a chiv of Beis Din, it's a halacha of the person. The comments of the Ramban in Chumash, and again, Or Baruch Hu references this as well. Im kofar yushas Allah, what's the im of the pasuk? Bavur hayos hakofar kapara kinyan karbanos. Im hu eno chatez ba ein machrichin osa lava le Beis Din lechaybo bekach. So the Ramban is running with this idea of ein memashkinin. And he's explaining the words of the pasuk im kofer. It's like karbonos, and he doesn't have any pressure. And again, this would be very beautifully what the Ritva is saying. This is in contrast to a very different approach to understanding what it means ein memashkin or ein memashkin, and as we developed yesterday from the Mahalach of Tosfos and the Rashba Bedasa Tosfos, that Tosfos says that the Shaila of the Gemara only had to do with whether the Yorshim themselves have a right to pressure him, to be mashkin, to seize it. But as far as Beis Din is concerned, obviously Beis Din can enforce the psak of Kofar. It's a chiyuv mamon to that address, to those people. It's mamon sheyeshel tovin. The Meiri says that it's yotzei bedayanin. The Rambam paskins, you need a Beis Din of Mumchin. You need a certain status of Beis Din that have smicha. In other words, Beis Din is the ones that are imposing the Chiyuv Kofar. And the Ritva is saying exactly the opposite. And the Rabban al Chumash, going with the idea of Ein Memashkinin, explains also like the Ritva would be saying. However, the Ramban explains our Gemara of Kufar Kapara differently than the Ritva. He doesn't say what he said on Amir Aleph about Karban. He discusses the question of what Mishnah doesn't mention Karban, and he says the answer that we just discussed, because it's really not his, it's really his chiyuv, it's not imposed on him. And then he goes on to discuss Kofar, why that's not mentioned in the Mishnah. The Ramban, as far as our Gemara is concerned, why they don't pay kofar, the Ramban says a different mahalach that the Ritva quotes here as well, and that is because the edus of kofar is designed to be addressed to establishing the fact that he should be chayiv misa b'dei shamayim. That's the origin of the chiyuv of kofar. It's that he's chayiv misa b'dei shamayim. And a small derivative of that is that he can ransom himself with kofar. But the ikar edus relates to that inyan. But Benogeya, the reality of whether he's chayiv misa b'dei shamayim or not, it doesn't need the edus. The edus is just for us to know that such a chayiv misa b'dei shamayim exists, and therefore we should know if he has on his head a chayiv misa b'dei shamayim. So now you have a chayiv kofar that would exist for you to redeem yourself, to ransom yourself. The Ramban doesn't make the point because chayiv kofar is his din versus Beis Din's din. The Ramban's point is that you can't have a chiyuv hazama on kofar because the edus was directed not to the chiyuv kofar, but to the chiyuv misa b'dei shamayim. But the etzem chiyuv misa b'dei shamayim doesn't need the edus. If it happened, what they say happened, then there is a chiyuv misa b'dei shamayim. He may or may not know about it, but there is a chiyuv misa b'dei shamayim. And if the Eidus is not correct, then he's not Chai B'Shmidei Shammai. So the process of Hazama to establish the credibility or to decredit the Eidim, to discredit the Eidim, is not going to impact on that which they're ultimately coming to inform us about, that is Chai B'Shmidei Shammai. And therefore, you can't talk about a Chiyuv Hazama on Kofar, because the Eidus was directed at, not at the Chiyuv Kofar, but at the Chiyuv B'Shmidei Shammai. Not that they're establishing, not that they're creating the Chiyuv, but they are letting us realize that there's such a chiyuv that he has, and Memego will know that he has to pay kofar. But the Iker Idus is to bring to light that there's a chiyuv Mishmidei Shammai, not to establish a chiyuv kofar. In other words, it would seem that could be that once we know the chiyuv Mishmidei Shammai, we will paskin that he's chayev kofar. But you can't have a hazama on the chiyuv kofar, because the Idus, this mama, is what? This mama is not to make him chayev kofar, even though practically that's what's going to come out. But this mama is to bring to light that the chiyuv Mishmidei Shammai. That's the Ramban. This is not to be confused with what the Ritva said earlier in Hani Lavanei Kapara, that their shor did not kill a person, therefore they're not in this situation, the chiyuv Mishmidei Shammai. That was a local idea. Why they're not subject to kapara, Rabban? But from that perspective, there's a machayev of kashas amma. But you can't carry out kapara in the Eden. What the Rabban is saying here is he's pulling out the rug from the whole mechanism of kashas amma. Kashas amma can relate to kofar because the edus is defined as an edus that relates to what inyan? To what inyan? To chiyuv Mishmidei Shammai. Therefore, you can't talk about imposing kapara on. Chiyuv Kofar on the Eidim. Even though Beis Din will... So, wait a second. The Ramban didn't say what the Ritva said. It would seem from this that the Ramban is not fitting with the Ramban in Chumash. L'mashal, let me just take it another level and then we'll take everyone's question. We'll bring in the Rambam already now. The next part of the Ritva discusses, so why don't we mention in the Mishnah that there's a case of Edom Zomin by Kofar, that they won't get Kasha Zama? Why don't we mention the case of Golus, Edi Golus, and Edi Ben Grusha? Why not mention Kofar? So that's a question that he quotes B'Shem Tosfos. So Tosfos he quotes as answering, because there's a Manda Amar among the Tanoim, that it's that Kofar is Kufra Mamona. If you're old Kufra Mamona, then what's the din? That they would pay Kofar. Only Kufra Kapara says the Gemara don't pay Kofar. So the Mishnah doesn't want to get involved in the Machlokas. The Ramban earlier says, because maybe the Mishnah is holding Kufra Mamona. Then the Ritva says, but the other Teretz, more basic Teretz, that the Ramban says, and this is again the Ramban on Amid Aleph as well, the answer is, because there won't be Malkus either. The Mishnah only tells you things that you don't have Kasha Zaman, but you have Malkus. But here, there won't be Malkus. Why? Avo Harban Tirates, Dahani Ein Lokin, Mi Time of the Parishta Le'il. What does it mean, the Parishta Le'il? He's going on what he just said a paragraph before. That you don't have a Kasha Zaman to work with, even on the very base level. You don't have a machayev of kasha zama. You don't have a generating factor of a kasha zama. Why not? Why the Rambam? Because the zaman was on what? Mishmidei Shammai, not on the chiyuv kofar. So what? But we're talking about Malkus now. So here you have to bring in again a point that we've been pushing a lot. Because the Malkus of the Tzidko is not stam a gilui or revealing us that there's a basis to give Malkus for Losana, even though that's also part of the picture. Because you have to trace back to Losana to get the Malkus, as Ramban himself pointed out. But still, Hamalkus v'tzdiku b'makom hazama omed. The tzdiku's Malkus is parallel to hazama. V'kevan de loshaycha b'zeh hazama, lefi she'ein edus en tzaracha shamayim. Shamayim doesn't need their edus, so you can't talk about hazama if it's irrelevant for the chiyuv shamayim. Af Malkus nami leika. U'mastis nalo katani el osen shalokin. So this is the Ramban's answer to why there's no Malkus. What would the Ritva answer to why the Mishnah doesn't mention Kofar? So I would suggest also because there wouldn't be Malkus. Why wouldn't there be Malkus? Because there's no generating factor for Kasha Zama. Kasha Zama can only make sense if there's a Mazik if there's a mardin that brings with it based in paskening on the person a chiyuv, as opposed to just that he has the knowledge that he's chayiv, and maybe we could twist his arm to fulfill it, but that's not called that you brought upon him a psak din that he's chayiv, and therefore, even though the Ritva says it's the Ramban l'shitas, so it doesn't mean to say that he wouldn't also agree with it. He's just quoting the Ramban, so the Ramban says that, and the Ramban in fact says that in his chiddushim. But what I find is striking is if you look in the Ramban himself. This is exactly how it flows in the Ramban on Beis Amid Aleph. He talks about why it doesn't say carbon in the Mishnah, and he says because it's mamash engel tovin, so you won't have malchus either. Delav edusu elahoda bi'alma demodian lahu. So he already gave the hesber that if it's just being modia him that he should know to being a carbon, there's not going to be malchus. Meaning, because it's not, right? And then he says, the kofer nami lo tani, and he goes on to say, why doesn't it say kofer? And he says, his yesod, because kufra kapara v'ikir chiyuva b'dei shamayim hu, ein edus kan elu ha-shamayim, she'en ha-tzvichin le'eduso. So what do you see in the Ramban Kinira, that the Ramban in Chidushim is not learning kofer al-derech, what the Ritva said, and he's not learning kofer al derech what he himself said in Chumash, because that would have solved the problem of kofer not being in the Mishnah the same way it solved the problem of why carbon is not in the Mishnah. That's my ha'ara. In other words, to me it seems as if the Ramban in Chumash is not consistent with the Ramban in Chiddush. Because Ramban, what the Ramban says by carbon basically takes care of kofer with the Ritva and with the Ramban in Chumash. That would have been the same answer. Ramban gets at it from a different angle. He says, it's because b'mokam hazama omed, and it's not, you don't have any basis to get started with kasha zaman because it's, you don't need the edus l'shamayim to be chai b'sevedei shamayim, and therefore, but from the perspective of what the Ritva is saying, and the Ramban and Chumash is saying, you could say it that way. It's not mamon sheyesh lo tovin. L'maisa, that's the Ramban's approach. In the Ramban too, you have to know what to do with the words of the Gemara. The same way we left it a little hanging in the Ritva. The Ramban also tries to say something. I don't know pshat, but I'll read you the words. Can you take a look at the Chidushim, the Ramban, the last couple of sentences on Amid Aleph? He says, okay, ein edus kad el l'shamayim, v'she'en tzvichim le'eduso, v'af hu dinur masu l'shamayim. And he writes as follows. Again, I'll let you think about it over Shabbos, how to learn this. V'hainu d'arminan, v'hani labanei kapora ninu. So maybe the Ramban has a way of reading it as follows. Kolomar, ikur chiyuvan l'shamayim, kasha zomam, v'lo nitna l'kapora lahem. Those are the words. He's trying to say something with the words of the Gemara, labanei kapora. I don't know exactly what he's trying to do. The Ritva also, in his way, tried to work out the words of the Gemara. How exactly fits in the Gemara? Hard to know for sure. The last piece I'll say, and then I'll open the floor to questions, is the Rambam. Where does the Rambam stand in all of this? As the Ramban concludes, Harav Moshe Hasfaradi Pirei She'en Lokin Vein Dvar Mechuvanim. The Rambam paskins that if the Edom are testifying about Kofar, that he's Chayv Kofar, they will not get Kofar, Kasha Zamim, they'll get Malkus. The Ritva as well quotes the Rambam. And obviously he disagrees. So what's pshat in the Rambam? So I think we understand the basic approach of the Rambam. Where's the Rambam coming from? Why does the Rambam say that they'll get Malkus? The Rambam understood the issue of kofar. And the Shiloh of the Gemara in Mashkin very differently than the Ritva. The Rambam assumed that Kofar is, even if you hold Kofar Kapara, but who's imposing the Chiyuv Mammon / Kapara? Who's imposing it? Beis Din. And therefore, the Pshat in the Gemara is not the way the Ritva learned, that you don't have any generating Mechayiv from Kasha Zamam at all because it's not really a Chiyuv of Beis Din. No, the Gemara means a different word. You can't implement, you can't carry out that onesh of kasha zamim, which you have all systems ready to do it. You have a mechayev here, of kasha zamam, you have of imposition of a psak din is chayiv kufra kapara mamon, and you should really impose that on the eidim. But because this mamon has trappings of kapara, so that's what we say. Hani labnei kapara ninu. A second, the Rambam is apparently learning the Gemara along the lines of one the Ritva started with. In other words, the eidim are not. You can't take a mamon slash kapara and bring it over to the eidim. The eidim, they didn't have a situation of the shor killing somebody, maybe because they're amazed. Whatever it is, the Rambam learned the Gemara that way. Not that we pulled out the whole machai, the whole generating factor. No, you have every reason to do kashazam, but wait a second, it's kapara. So the mamon kufra kapara, you cannot do the eidim. No, if you can't do kashazam, what could you do? Malkus. Who else is in that camp?
The Iri
who says it's Yotzi B'dayanin. And the Rambam also holds that way. The Rambam says that you need. The Rambam says in Hilchos Nitzki Mamon, he says you need a Beis Din of Smuchim. Tosus and Sanhedrin. That Beis is Mashba that way. You need a Beis Din for the Paskin on Kofar. What about the Ritva's Kasha? But after everything is said, it's Mamon. It's Mamon. It's Kapar, but it's money. Let the money be the kasha zamna money. Let it be not a kapara by the eidah, but it's mamon. Interesting lashon of Rambam. When the Rambam brings us this halacha that they get malchus, he introduces the halacha ches with the following words: Eidim sheheidu al echad, v'yirshiuhu resha she'ein bo lo malchus v'lo chiyuv mamon, v'achakach huzmu. Hare elu lokin, afal pishelo zambu lahalkosem lelo lechayvu mamon, but they'll get malchus. Kate said, and then he goes through the cases of coin heido coin shulchalo, heido adam sharag bishkaga, heido al shoro shalzeh sharag eser nefesh vehuzmu. Lokin ve'imishalim es hakofer. But how did the Rambam start off the halacha? Edim sheido echad shir v'yishiuhu resha. I ask you, Rabosai, how do you read this Rambam? The Rambam is using as his heading that what they're testifying is Hirshiu Resha She'einbo Lo Malkus Velochi of Mammon. How could the Rambam say Velochi of Mammon? The Rambam brings you the case of Kofar. Shows that Baharak is a nefesh v'huzmu. Isn't that a chi of Mammon? What is the Kufra Kapara? It's money, right? Apparently, what's the pshat in the Rambam? It's not called a chiyuv mamon. It's a new category. It has its own definition. It happens to be physically money that changes hands, and there's a toveya and there's a beis din. But what is beis din imposing? The definition of this is not pure chiyuv mamon. It's a chiyuv kapara mamon. Now, I think that's why the Ram didn't have the Ritva's kasha. The Ritva's asking, so why do you have to bring over the kapara over to the Eidim? Just, it's a chiyuv mamon. The framework is part of the definition, and it alters the definition. It's called a resha she'ein bo chiyuv mamon. If it's kapara, then you can't isolate the mamon from the kapara. The mamon is held hostage to the kapara. Just like Tosus gave nafka minas, if he dies, they don't have to pay. The Yoshim don't have to pay the kofar anymore. The Yorshim can't be mochel. The trappings of the mamon are defined and circumscribed by kapara. Yes, Beis Din brings it out. Beis Din enforces it. Beis Din is machayev him. Yes, there's a toveya. But what is it? It's not a tovia of mamon per se. It's called a resha that's not a chi of mamon. That's, I think, why the Rambam can say, oh, so I'm not bothered by the Ritva's kasha. Kofar is, it's kapara mamon. It's not mamon. It's its own definition. I think that's what we could expect from the Lashon Rambam. With your permission, I would maybe venture a suggestion that maybe the Rambam, by the same token, we'll have to see this Begabi Eved Ivri, which is the last case of the Rambam, but for now we only learned three of the four cases of the Braisa. But when it comes to Cholol and then and Eide Golus, so the Rishonim wrestled with the question, why not have them pay chi of mamon of what? Of the loss of matnas kahuna. And they gave all kinds of answers. It's not davar kitz and so on. And the Ramban's answer and the Ritva's answer. I don't know. Maybe the Rambam's answer is simple. Simpler than all of that. Maybe the Rambam says an edus if someone's a cholol is defined as an edus she'ein bo chiyuv mamon because the definition of the edus is edus he's a cholol. Maybe that's enough to answer the question. I don't know. I'm just thinking aloud with you. Maybe that's what the Rambam, because the Rambam says such a lashon. How could he say that? There is a chiyuv mamon involved, losing matnas kahuna. Maybe the Rambam says that the edus is he's a cholol. So that's not called an edus and a chiyuv mamon. I'll leave that to think about. But at least we've got to be kofar, I think we can certainly hear what we're saying. That because it's kapara, it's not called mamon, it's called kapara money. It's too much, it's money, but it's kapara. Okay, so this is more or less Binogeya, the Ramban, Ran Chumash, Ramban here, the Ritva, the Rambam. Okay, questions, and then we'll, one more Nakud, then we'll go to the next sugya. Wait, I think from before Yosef, and I think Moshe in the back had, and then, in the Evan, yeah.
What determines what the Eidus was?
What?
What determines what the Iker Eidus was? Because the Ramban says that.
The Ramban says the Iker Eidus is Rashama, is Binogeya, the Chim is the Shemaim. But that is not, that's not that they're not creating that chiyuv. They're just letting us know that chiyuv for basin will now paskin chiyuv kofer. But the edus, the ikas mama, is to bring to light that there's chiyuv mitzvah shemayim. But the etzem, the chiyuv mitzvah shemayim is not. They don't need the edim for that. So it's you don't have any edus that's going to get off the ground that's going to be subject to kasha zama, because ultimately the chiyuv is there regardless. They're going to let us know about it. The chiyuv mamon that's resulting from knowing about it is not called there's mama. There's mama is to go on the chiyuv mitzvah shemayim.
Yeah, but why is the chiyuv mitzvah shemayim is the ikur? Why can't it be?
Because the way kofar works is kofar ransoms a person from a chiyuv mitzvah shemayim. Yeah. Yes, please.
So when we talk about how Aizen gives out
meets out or verdict, issues a verdict, you could say.
Like, let's say you have a case for someone, whatever, ox kills someone else, and he's in need of kapara. Well, let's say it never went to Bezin will never, you know, there's no passing. Is there some sort of kapara that he needs? Therefore, why do we even care in the first place if this whole kapara aspect is from Bezin? As in, if there's a case where...
Yeah, it could be that it could be without Beis Din, but to, if you're holding a masculine first of all, then obviously then Beis Din has some ability to enforce, and if in a masculine, but still Beis Din can make it clear that he's chayiv, maybe he doesn't know about it, so Beis Din can hear the edus and then paskin that he's chayiv. But that means it has a certain intensity. It's a psaka based in. It's like a verdict that's now hanging on it. So that, I think that's what we can call kashazama, that we can call a mazik of sorts.
And then on top of that, if kapara, I guess the whole idea of kapara is to get you out of the sub edishman. Is that really what the...
Yes, correct. That's how, right.
So how can based in, which is like in this world, going to give you something to potter you from like the next world? Like how is that...
Yeah, well, Misa de Shemaim is not real Amhab. It means premature death. In other words, it's really just, it's not Onish in Gehenim, Chas V'Shalom. It means, Tosus and Yivamis discusses the difference between Kares and Misa de Shemaim. There's different Shitas and how you differentiate. But that looms over this person, that is Chai Misa de Shemaim. But by paying the kofar, that will be exchanging, that he'll be able to. The Gemara Darshan says when a person is chayv misa b'day adam, he's a rotzeach, for example. So there's no kofar in the world that's going to absolve him of being put to death by Beis Din. But that's mumasa b'day adam. But we do find mumasa b'day shemayim that kofar can release the person of that impending fate. So that's what it means. So the kofar is the Torah gave the person the opportunity to exchange. Not to have to chayv mitzvah shemayim if they'll pay kofar.
So maybe that's the answer and the idea of that. Like, the Eidus Zomim in the first place, they never need that. They never need that kapara aspect.
Yeah, well, that comes back to the first pshat, one of the earlier pshatim of the Ritva, that the Gemara is saying that's simply idea. You can, but the Ritva wasn't happy with that. That was what I asked you. In other words, Ritva heard that, and he came back and says, Kasha Rituva, because I understand that they don't have the need to have a kapara because they're sure did not kill anybody. But so what? The fact is that kapara that he needed, or he would have needed according to what the Edom said, would have meant paying money. So in terms of Kasha Zaman, so let it be the mammon of Kasha Zaman as Kasha Zaman. So the Ritva did not feel that it should be that should be a barrier to imposing a chiyuv mammon Kasha Zaman on what would have been a kofer kapara for that person. And the Rambam didn't have that problem. So I'm only suggesting, based on the language of the Rambam, I mean, you could say in Svara also, you could start saying, well, you have to take it as a package. But I'm just saying it's striking in the Lashon of Rambam, because he introduces a halacha of these four things by saying it's a resha she'ein bo chiyuv mammon. It almost suggests that when you talk about kufa kapara, you can't call it a chiyuv mammon, even though on the outside it's mammon that's changing hands, but it's not called a chiyuv mammon. It's its own definition. And therefore, that's the point of the Gemara. So you can't give that chiyuv to the Eidim. Yeah.
Is it possible that the Lashon HaRambam, when we read it, we thought that the introduction of the Ein Bo Chiyuv Mammon was not going on this case?
It is.
He stops saying V'chein. He says V'chein twice, and then he just says He'idu by this case.
Yeah, but it's the heading to everything.
But for the first piece,
the case said He'idu, V'chein and He'idu,
and then here it is
He'idu.
So we understood that it wasn't.
Wow. No. Okay, but still, he's going on everything. He has to be going on everything. The din, he's heading.
And then he groups them together because of the last line of drama, that they're all me people.
Yeah, no. I don't know. I don't know. The last thing I want to do with this inyan of kofar is for us now, you know, is the ksos, again, just the kitzer. The ksos opens up a whole other inyan, which is a fascinating topic for itself. And especially what Luxos brings in on this, where he gets, you know, a lot of hasagos on what he says. But, you know, it comes into our sugya in the following way. When you have a situation of a shor shor against a adam, so here we're talking about kofar, which means that it's a shor mu'ad. But the halacha, basic halacha is that a shor shor against a adam, the din is, the shor has to be put to death. It means that the person, the bala shor, loses something that, his assets, he loses the shor, becomes asa bahana. So when you have an edus, shor shargis ha'adam, there's also what to consider regarding mammon, namely the shor is v'skila. No, to the extent that there's a chiyuv mammon for the shor, because if the edim wanted the person to lose money in the form of the shor becoming asa ba'anan, it means that they should be chayiv mammon for kasha zamam. So to the extent that there's a chiyuv mammon of kasha zamam, then that should mean that you're not going to get malchus for, even if you hold that you should get malchus for the fact that you can't give them kasha zamam on the kofar, so you get malchus. But the rule by Edom Zomim is, and we'll see on Daf Dalet, that although normally it's loka ben mishalim, when you have two chiyuv and malchus and mammon that are incurred together, so you get the chiyuv malchus and not mammon. The Edom Zomim is the exception, one of the exceptions, that you get the chiyuv mammon, not the chiyuv malchus. Kol mishalim in a loka by Edom Zomim. So now, how could the Rambam paskin that they'll get malchus, but they should get a chiyuv mammon for the shor, and then they shouldn't have to get malchus? Basically, the question would be, what happened to the chiyuv mammon of the shor? Interesting is that the Meiri actually acknowledges the fact that there should be a chiyuv mammon for the shor. Meiri mentions that, and he actually says it together with the malchus. He says, Kufra Kapara, Shaman Ro, Shamed Mea Nerag, Kapara Snafsho, Shachata Bishmir Shoro, Umikomakum Eno Maman El Kapara, Apishirs Vayanam, Abu Dimea Shor, Mishalman Hain, Osam Dimea Shor, Shari Maman, who would have Yako. But he says before El Shalokin, so that's even more strange. Now, the interesting context of this Ksos is a chiddush that many disagree with on all kinds of different grounds. Namely, the Ksos has the following chiddush. Two people testify, a chiddush in Hazama, two people testify about a person's wine that became Yayin Nesach. Now it's Asabana, so now this person is going to lose the value of this wine. They say, this is what happened. We saw this guy take the wine and Nasechet Gavodazara, whatever it is, mix in Yai Nesach, it became Aser Bahana because this is what they testified. And then it turns out what they reported to see is not true. Imanu Hayisem, they become Zomimim. So the Ksos says his own Chiddush, Simen Lamed Chesed Kat and Dalet, Chayavim Ha'edim Veshalim Dmei Hayayin Kechol Torah Seidim Zomimim. Why is this a Chiddush? Why isn't it so simple? The Ksos recognizes it's not so simple. Because what was the Pasuk in the Torah? Behinei Sheker Ha'ed, Sheker Ana Beh Achiv. That means you're testing about a person. He did this, he's chayv mamon, he borrowed money, he was a ganef, he did this. Here, it's about his property. It's not sechieno. Avra de krok said kasher zam basas go achi, v'ani im chayvin oso kral el al hayayin hu demeidin. But he has a raya from the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Ploni rav ha-shoro shel ploni. So, based on their testimony, that person's shore became usher because it's a nearby. They paid the mayor shor lebailin, even though the testimony was on the shore. This is his chidush. And then he discusses from that perspective, then how come the Rambam say in Hilchas Eidus Chaf Ches, Perek Chaf Lach Ches, in the case of Edim that made on Shor Shargas HaNefesh, that they'll get Malkus, L'chara they should not have to get Malkus, because since what I just told you is true, that if they made on the Yai Nesach, then they have to pay Mammon. So here too, with this Eidus, they're being made that the Shor is Aser Bahana, and therefore they should be Mammon. If they Mammon, they should not pay Malkus. He says, you have to assume that the Rambam is talking about a particular case. Not every case is a Shor B'Skila, and yet Kofar could still be warranted even though there's no Shor B'Skila. This is his suggestion for the Rambam. Others try to say other answers for the Rambam. Maybe the Shor should have been B'Skila regardless from the first time it killed. So therefore, the only relevance of the Eidus now is with regard to the Kofar. It could also be. But meanwhile, the Ksos has this interesting suggestion. Why is this a Chiddush? Separate from what the Ksos says. It doesn't say in the Pasuk, it says, Shek Anu B'Achiv, B'Achiv. The Minchas Chinuch wonders, because of the Halacha, that Eidim Zomen has to have a Gemar Din in order to be Chayiv. Achi Gomer Hadin. Nope. What kind of Gemara Din do you have over here? Okay, the Yain is Aser Bahana. There's no Pesach. He has to know it's Aser Bahana. But there's no Pesach Din. That's the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Lamed Zayin who asks on the Ksos. The Sivis asks other Kashis, you don't know what you need Beis Din for this. You don't have to come to Beis Din. He has from the Minchas Chinuch, Zos, Dalet, and Hey, in Mitzvah Lamed Zayin. After quoting the Ksos, Libi Mahaseis B'Davar Zeh, when he is Daitim B'Issa V'Heter Roshach Kal Kashe Zomam, Dein Din HaZomat Sheigomer HaDin. The Lo Shayach Nigmar HaDin B'Mokim Shev Tzvichim Beis Din. Din Nefashis, Din Imakis, Din Imamenis, you need a Beis Din, you need a Psak Din. So if you ask the question that way in the Ksos, you probably could answer it as follows. You need a Gemar Din if a Gemar Din is necessary and you haven't gotten it to that point. So then there's halacha, you need to have it get to the point of Gemar Din, nefesh b'nefesh. But if the halacha relates to something that doesn't, it's not shayach to the inyan of Gemar Din, so then there's no halacha, you need a Gemar Din. So that, you could be simply answer the kasha that way. But maybe we could stand back and ask the Kasha in a different way. In the same way that we learned in the Ritva, that the Kofar is not subject to Kasha Zomam. Why? Because Kofar is a Psak Din, a Beis Din imposing on him. Kofar is his halach. He has to pay Kofar. L'chaira, the same argument of the Ritva would seem to apply to a case of a person's Yai Nesach. It's a Veheter, it's his halacha. So all you really say, the Ramban on Karban, it's not that pshat that the mazikim through based in paskining his wine is aser. By the case of the shore, the ksos had a raya from shore. No, that's different. There based in is rendering a psak din. The shore is chayev skila. So the edus caused a psak din on the person that the shore is chayev skila, and now they're mazik him through the having a psag din on him that is sure has to be is lost is asabahana. So that would be subject to kasha zama. But the Ksos wanted to compare that to a case of nisnaseh yenach. So if you ask the kasha nachas chinuch, ask the kasha that it's not a gemar din. So you could say you don't need a gemar din if it doesn't have a gemar din attached to it. But if we ask the kasha this way, the way the Ritva is explaining to us about kofar, basically, if it's his halacha, that's not kasha zam. Kasha zam is a mazik al yidei beis din. To the extent that beis din is not really relevant here, and even if it is relevant, it's only to be modia him, just like the Ramban says by karban, that he should know that he did avera, he should bring a karban. So I think this is no different. Nesnasech yenach. No, so it means he has to know that he shouldn't drink the wine, or the wine is asabana. But that's not subject to kasha zam. The same way the Ritva said this idea by kofar, that certainly would be a way to disagree with the Ksos as well. Lumaisa, the kasha itself of the shore, what do you do with the Rambam and the Meiri seems to say you get both. That's already a big issue. L'chora, how do you justify getting Malkus if you should be a Chiyav Mamon? And how could the Meiri say that there's a Chiyav Malkus and a Chiyav Mamon? That requires more thinking about it. Maybe you separate the Adios. It's like two separate Adios. One Adios is on the shore, one Adios is on the person for his Chiyav Kofar. That's not called Nishan Ve'en Aloka. There's a lot to think about, but that's beyond us right now. Okay, I'll make our schal a little bit on the next piece of Gemara. The last case of the Braisa, the fourth din that was said by Aidan Zomerman. Yeah. Says the Gemara, it says in the Braisa, Einim Karin Be'evet Ivri. Sava Rav Hamnuna Lemeimar. Hani Mili Hecha Di Islei Ledidei. When does this then apply? When does the Braisa tell us that you cannot sell? Rashi explained that the halacha is in the angle of an imkar b'gnevaso. Now Rashi had explained, keep this in mind because now Rashi is going not according to the Havamina, but Rashi said that they testified shegana v'engel malishalem v'nigmar dino limacher. So there was a psak din that he should be sold because the halacha is if somebody is a ganav and cannot afford to pay the dmei ganeva, so he gets sold as an eved, and with the proceeds of the sale, sold as an eved ivri, then they can pay the person who was the victim of the theft, and that's the din, and he serves as an eved ivri now for the master that bought him. So now they paskin against somebody based on the edus that he should be sold. And now the Edom are found Zomim, we don't carry out Kasha Zomim to sell them as an Eved Ivri. But Rav Nuna wants to qualify this halacha. Sofer Rav Nuna Lemeimar, Hani Mili Hecha De Israel Ledidei. The case that the Braisa is talking about is when the person that the Edom spoke about, that he stole, he has money to pay for the Gneva. He could afford to pay. Apparently the Edom don't have the money. So we say, Demigo de Iyu lo nizdabin. Since he would not be sold because he had money to pay for what he stole, Inunami lo nizdabinu. So that's where the Braisa told us that they wouldn't be sold because he wouldn't have been sold. However, says Rav Nuna, Avol hecha de les lego di day. But if the Edom would testify about someone they stole and he did not have money, so based on that Edus, you would want to sell the person. Then in that case, afagav the islu l'didhu mizdavnu. Then in that case, even if they would have money to pay, but they would be, you would carry out kasha zamam to sell them just as he would have been sold, because he didn't have money. This is what Rav Nuna initially thought. Rashi says the isle l'didei sheyesho l'ganef mamon l'shalem dmei agneva. Imlo husmu, v'lohem ein malishalem. That means if he had money and they did not have money, so then what would be the halacha, says the Rav Nuna? But the Braisa says they would not be sold. Why? The migo, the ilo, and the stavin, imlo husmu. Inunami kihuzmu lomizavni shairego zammu lamachro. So Rashi teaches the reason for the brayso according to Rav Amnuna would be it was lo zammu lamachro. Sounds pretty obvious, no? He would not have been sold. It was not his mamma lamachro. And that's the din of the brayso according to Rav Amnuna. We have to understand. So what's the big chiddush here, and why does it tie into the other halachas of edim zomim? Nemru beedim zomim. The whole din of the brayso is about a case where he had money and they didn't have money. That's Rav Amnuna's initial avamin. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rava, or just the Gemara asking, Veleim Relei, let the Edom say to the person, Iant Havilach, Mi Havi Mizdavnis. He didn't have money. But they could say, if you would have had money, what's the case? The case that they would be sold is where he didn't have, right? So they should say to him, if you would have had mi havi mizdavnis, you would not have been sold if you had money. Atnami lo mizdavnina. So even though now you didn't have money, but you could have had money, that would have saved you from being sold. So we have money. So we're like you, we should not be sold. That's a taina that they could have. So Ella, Savra Bam Numer, so he revised his suggestion. And he said, Hani Mili, when is the din of the Braisa, Hecha de Islay, Oliday, Oliditu? So the din that the Braisa says that they're not sold by Evid Ivri is in one of two cases. Either where he had money to pay, or if they. And what does that mean? So it's for the same reason or for two different reasons? In other words, if he would have had money, then they wouldn't be sold because Rashi just said, because he wouldn't have been sold. And even if he didn't have money, but they had money, so they wouldn't be sold because they had the claim that we're not going to be any worse than you. If you would have had money, you wouldn't have been sold, so we're not sold. But says Rav Amnuna, but there is a case that they would be sold. Nobody had money to pay for the Gneva, then Mizdavni. So Rav Amnuna still wants to leave open a case that the Edom Zomim could be sold as Evid Ivri. What case? If neither they nor the person that they testified against would have money to pay, then they could actually be sold as Evid Ivri. The Braisa is talking about limited cases. Amalei Rava, not true. There's a Gzeres HaKasav. V'nimka b'gnevaso amarachmana. The Pasuk discusses the din to sell a person as an Evid Ivri if he's stolen, can't afford it. And the Lashna Pasuk, v'nimka b'gnevaso. That's a deal kapasuk that you only sell a person of an ivri for his geneva, not as part of a kashazaman punishment. So it's a gzeres hakasuf. No, so we have here Rav Amnuna, stage one, Rav Amnuna stage two, and then we get to Rava, which gives us a whole new pshat. No, l'chera, according to Rava, let's work backwards. According to Rava, seemingly we understand how this din of the braisa lines up very nicely with the previous three dinim of the Braisa. In other words, the Braisa starts by saying, Dalid Dvarim Nemru Be'edim Zomimim, right? Number one, they don't become Ben Grusha. Number two, they don't get sold into Golus. They don't go to Golus. Number three, they don't pay Kofar. Number four, they don't sold, not sold as Evid Ivri. All of these halachas are examples where the Kasha Zaman is not carried out because of a special Gzeres HaKasuf, or a special distinct svara, namely lo b'lo lezaro, huyanus, denapene kapara, and b'gnevas of lo b'zmama. So this halacha of Evid Ivri, not being sold, is very much of the same nature of the previous halachas. It's a special din that Edom Zomim, you can't give kasha zaman for this particular course of action, for this particular onus. But let's go to Rav Amnuna. So let's start with his initial Havamina. What is he saying? That the halacha of Enim Karmeh Ben Ivri, which is tagged on to the other three halachos, that they don't become Ben Gerusha, they don't go to Golus, they don't pay Kofar, they don't get sold as Ben Ivri, when this person had money to pay for the Gneva. In other words, they testified that he stole, and he had money to pay. So he wouldn't be sold. So that's the halacha that was said by Eden Zomerman, that they're not going to have to be sold. Rashi says, lo zamu l'machna. Like, l'chaira, it's obvious. It's a halacha said by Eden Zomerman. That was not kasha zamu. All the other cases, there was mama to make him machalo. There was his mama to make him go to Golos. They say he killed the shogun. There was his mama to make him pick kofar. The din is, they're not going to be subject to that onus of what there was zama. Comes the fourth halach and says, they're not going to be subject, there's a din said by Edom Zomamin not to give them the onus of selling them as an eved ivri. When, says Rav Nuna, in one case, when the person would have been sold. Otherwise, the person would have been sold, they get sold. So how could this halacha be tagged on within the other three if it's really plain and simple? That was not Zaman. It's not halacha said by Edim Zaman. It was all Zaman. That was not Zaman Lamachra. What's going on here? This is the kind of question you should ask. Pash should read the Gemara. What's going on in the Gemara? How does this fit? How do you read the Braisa as one set of rules that was said by Evan Ivri? This goes in the list of the four things. What do we make of this? No, you read the Ritva at first glance. So you say, maybe this is the Ritva's kash. First glance. What does the Ritva ask? Abosa, you learned this, yes? Everyone got this part, yeah? So the Ritva asks what seems to be an obvious kasha, maybe is what we're asking. Hani mili hecha de israeli di day nixi v'im tomar im kain mai kamash balon pshita romar she'ein nimkarin. In a case where he had money, it's obvious that you don't sell them. Da'ab be'in akasha zama be'em lo zamu l'mochro. Oh, sounds like that's the Ritva's kasha. Great. We machavi to a Ritva's kasha. Says the Ritva, two possible solutions. The Yeshuomar. Answer number one, the Kamash Malon. The Afa Gav, the Chias Hidu Alei, Lavi Yadi Lei Nirsi. Maybe they changed the gears a little bit in the other Ritva. Yadi Lei Havili Nirsi. I don't know, it sounds a little better. Anyone have the other Ritva? What's the words? The Lavi Yadi Lei Nirsi. No? What is he saying? What's the first answer? That there is a Chidush. Why? Because at the time they testified, they didn't know that he had, that he could afford to pay for the gneiva. In their minds, so there was a zmama to sell it. Because in their minds, they didn't know that he had assets. One teretz. Second teretz. Oh, delo havile. That echanami, at the time of the edus, he didn't have. So again, so the zmama was clearly against him to be sold. Ela debasa achi kaninu. But then he acquired afterwards assets. Afilachi enim karin. That's the second teretz. The second teretz is that he, at the time of the Eidus, he didn't have, but then he acquired afterwards, and that's the chidush that they won't, be sold, because l'maisa he wouldn't be sold right now. First teretz is he had the chasam all along, but they didn't know it. So both these answers are coming to answer his kasha. What's the chidush? Hem will zamu l'machro? No, it was zamu l'machro. So let's take the first answer for a second. Let's see, does this sound correct to us? The Ritva says, there is a chidush. Why? Because they thought he had nothing. So they thought that he would be sold. Lamaisa, he didn't have. He had, so he wouldn't be sold. The fact that they thought that he didn't have assets is a reason to think that you should mechayiv them to be sold as Edim Zomim to sold as an Eved Ivri. Suppose they testify about somebody thinking that he'd be chayiv Misa. But it's really L'Hoyd Rami Olam. What he did is not a chayiv Misa. Would anyone have a Hava Mina that Kasha Zomim should say we should carry out chayiv Misa against the Edim because they thought that they were going to cause him chayiv Misa? It's absurd. Umaisa, in their edus, there was no chiyuv misa associated with what they testified. So, what makes this different? What is the Ritva saying? They thought that he had no assets, but he had. So, umaisa, this mama was not to sell it. This mama was just to help. This mama that he stole would just relate to what? To have to pay for the gneifa. So they thought he didn't have. So they thought that there'd be something else that would come here. But it's not true. So it's all shred. So what kind of a chidush? Still, what's the chidush? What is Ritva ask? Yeah? You're good. You're saying good. But then you're changing the whole picture. I think your pshat is correct in the Ritva, but we have to first get there. In order to say your pshat in the Ritva, you first have to answer our kasha. We thought the Ritva was asking our kasha, but I think he's not. Our kasha was basically what we thought the Ritva was asking, and we made it more fancy by saying, and how does this fit with the rest of the Braisa? And these are dinim in Eidim Zomin, but here it's not even a shaykh to Eidim Zomin, you're not Zama, Lashon of Rashi. And then the Ritva says, Pshitas, oh, we will machave to the Ritva. Then the Ritva gave a terrace. It doesn't sound correct. How does that change anything? The fact is, there was no Zamam here on Mechira. They thought that, in their minds, it was a Zamam on Mechira. What does that do with anything? So we're going to say have to say a different touch in the Gemara, and then we can have to say a new touch in the Ritva's Kash. What do you do with our problem? And then we can come back and say, and reimagine what the Ritva is asking. Which is, I think, what you're saying is very good. Yeah, are you?
No. I was going to say something along the lines you said in the Ritva and Daf Beis and Aleph. The Ritva according to Tosos, you say that our mission can also be talking about Yisrael and Salem. Why? Because you can give them the tool of being mafso their wives to Kahuna. And we said that made sense because you're giving them as much halal status to Yisrael as you're giving to Kohan, and that's why Kasher's on. So maybe over here, when the Edom don't know what the victim has financially, so they're just imposing the punishment that you stole. So the way that plays out by you will play out whichever way it is.
So you're all getting warmer. You have to formulate it better, but I think you're getting, everyone intuitively, I think, knows how to approach this, I think. But try to formulate it well. The way I asked the Kasha, we took words of Rashi, lo zama lamachra. So what's there to talk about? Their edus. Let me hear from other people first. Yeah, good question.
I just want to. What's the difference between our question and the Ritva's question?
Well, our question is what I think the Ritva is asking, pshita. But I made it a little, put a little more teeth to it. I said, how does this connect with the other three dinim? The other three dinim are halachas in Eidim Zomim, halach in Eidim Zomim. They don't pay this punishment. They don't pay kasha zamam in this. Here, it's a technical thing. It's not zamam. It's not zamam for that. The Ritva asked the pshita. They were not zamam. What we're going to end up saying, the Ritva did not ask this question. He was asking a different, more subtle question. Our question, you have to obviously address more head on. What we have to think about, yeah?
There's an aspect to Geneva that we say in the Pasuk, Renu Kar, as Rosh said before, because that's part of the Geneva and the punishment of pain.
So this is very good. This is what we're going to have to. Why don't you think about this over Shabbos a little bit, because I want to leave a little time for us. But basically what we're trying to get to is as follows. Are you saying, well, the halacha of Nukbid Gimbaso is not a separate din. In other words, that lies within the parsha of Geneva. The potential to be sold as an Eved Ivri, should you lack funds, is part and parcel of the parsha of Geneva. The halacha of Kasha Zamam could have conceivably corresponded to that detail within Hilchos Geneva. In other words, they testified that this person was a ganav. Lamaisa, this person had money to pay. But the Eidim don't. When you talk about their Zamam on this person, they're indicting this person as a ganav. Mehilchas Geneva is that should you not have money to pay for the Geneva of a Nimkar, and that aspect, that detail that's within the framework of Hilchas Geneva, that can also have a corresponding Kasha Zama. So to the extent that there is a halacha of a vim'ing of a nimkar, so you can say it's part of his mama as well. And therefore the Mishnah would be, the Braisa would be telling us a chidush, that this halacha in Eidim Zomin that we don't say on that aspect of this mama, that there could be a potential for him to be sold as an Eved Ivri, we don't say on that, that they should carry out that onesh for themselves in the case where they didn't have money. If they had money, if they didn't have money, he didn't have money, then they would be sold. The Seder of Hanunah holds that way. But there is a chiddush within Parshas Eden Zomim, because there is an aspect of the Zomim that relates not just to the present right now, but to the potential of not having and therefore being sold, and connected that, you should carry out Kasha Zomim by them. So he says, no, we don't do that. Oh, so that's our resolution. Comes a Ritva, therefore, with a different Kasha. When he says Pshita, and his Lashon is interesting, his Lashon is, what the Ritva might be asking is, Alderach Sanhedrin Mem Aleph, that you machav him to, that the Tosis is quoted on a Mem Aleph. But you have Nar Morasa Edim that say that she was Mizana, so we don't give them Misa because they have a way out by claiming that their agenda was not in a case where they didn't have Asra and she didn't need Asra. The Gemara explains, remember the whole case of Chaveira and Tzvich Asra, so they can always say that our agenda was not for her to get Chiv Misa, but only to lose, to make her Asa to her husband, Osra Vailabanu. So if they could say that Azmama was not for Chiv Misa, even though that couldn't be carried out based on their edus, but they could say our agenda was more limited in scope, then you can't carry out against them the Chiv Misa, and it becomes a Yishtech Lazima, as we saw. Says the Ritva, nu, over here, say what you want in terms of the fact that Geneva has within it the potential to be sold. But after all, they could say, all we wanted here, all our attention was simply to make a pay for the Geneva. So therefore, how could you bring about the Kenega and the fact that there could be potential to sell him as an Eved to carry that against them? It's being a Kasha Zaman Valeganos, they could say, our agenda was more limited. Says the Ritva, one of two answers. The answer number one is that they thought he didn't have assets. So if that's the case, they can't taina such a taina. Or he didn't have it and he got it afterwards. It's interesting because, again, when I think about this more, Lumaisa, Rashi, in the very beginning of when the statement is mentioned, Rashi sets up the case that what? That there was a psag din, the nigma dino limacher. Now, obviously, Rashi is not discussing the beginning, Rav Hamnuna's Havamina. Because Rav Hamnuna says that the case that there could be sold is a case where he had money. Rashi says they wouldn't make a Mardinli Macher if he had money. So Rashi must be speaking about either the second Rav Hamnuna or Rava. But you see in Rashi that there was a Mardinli Macher. But that could be Dafka because we left Rav Hamnuna and we went with Rava. In other words, once we're going a Maskana, then it comes out, the Pshat is different. That the Halacha of selling as an Eved Ivri is distinct from the larger Parsha. It's a new Psak Din that you have to render. And that's within Rava, the Maskana, for example, where there's a new Halacha. You cannot, they were made on a person, he's already a Gemara Din on him to be sold. And the psak, and that psak does not get carried out against the Eden. But until we got to the Maskana, when we're at least in the first stage of Rav Hamnuna, that wouldn't have been the case. The understanding would have been that just the psak din about Geneva doesn't need a second Gemara din should he not have money to be sold. Rashi's only saying that because Rashi's going not to feed Rav Hamnuna in the beginning. So Rashi says, because once we leave Rav Hamnuna, once we assume now the next stage of the Gemara, now the understanding is not what we just said. Were Rav Hamnuna correct, then it would come out that there's a chiddush in the Braisa. So why is there a chiddush? Because within Parshas Geneva is a potential to be sold, which means that you don't need a separate Gemara Din on the Mechira to be selling him. So therefore, I would think that you already could have the carry out the Kasha Zamam against the Edim if they don't have money, even though he had money. Kamash Malad, that we don't. But if you were to need a sefik madin on the Geneva, then obviously there's nothing to talk about. Then Akash is certainly valid. Then what kind of a chiddush is there? There was never psak din against him to be sold. There was only psak din he owes money for the Geneva. The answer is, until we get to Rav, until we get to the next stage of the Gemara, we would have thought otherwise. We would have thought that really, you don't need a sefik madin on being sold. You just need a psak din, he's chayv to pay for the Geneva. Memela, within that halacha, lies already the potential to be sold. If so, maybe the Edom should be sold if they don't have money, because he could have been sold if he didn't have money. So even though he has money, but Lamaisa, he would... There's a halacha that in Eimlo, so therefore that should be carried out against them. since the Ritva, maybe they could say we never had intention to have him sold. It's another excuse. Since the Ritva, no, they thought otherwise. They thought he didn't have. But again, for Rashi to say that there was a Gemar Din, that's only because Rashi is going a Maskan. Okay, we'll have to see more Mitzvah Shem on the next year. Yeah? What? That's another part of this. Right. Rabbi Chanan actually